March 16, 1931. The heavens and the whole creation symbolize the celestial hierarchy. How an act of pure love is formed. I felt my poor mind immersed in the interminable light of the divine will. So, I tried to follow its acts done in creation, and I was saying to myself, I would like to be heavens to be able to extend myself in everyone and everywhere and in all points and over everyone my love, my adoration, my glory toward my Creator. I would like to be sun, and have so much light as to fill heaven and earth, and convert everything into light and, in this light, have my continuous cry, I love you, I love you. But while my mind was speaking nonsense, my sweet and highest good, Jesus, making himself seen, told me, my daughter, all creation symbolizes God, the order of the diversity of saints and of souls. Its harmony, the union that all creation possesses, the order, the inseparability, symbolizes the celestial hierarchy with its creator at the head of it. Look at the heavens that extend everywhere and have all created things under their azure vault, ruling over all, in such a way that no one can escape their sight and their rule. Oh! How they symbolize God, who everywhere extends his dominion and no one can escape his sight. While these heavens enclose everything, however, a great diversity appears in the created things. Some are as though immediate to the heavens, and these are the stars, that, though from down below they appear as little, up above are so great, and with such variety of colors and beauty, and have a symphony in their vertiginous race with all creation, as to form one of the most beautiful musics. Their motion and sound, so sweet and vibrant, that it cannot be compared to any of the most beautiful musics of down here. These stars seem to live of heaven, so much are they identified with its symbol of the souls who will live of divine will. They will be so immediate to and identified with God, as to receive all the varieties of the divine qualities, and live of them in such a way as to form the most beautiful ornament to the heaven of their Creator. Keep looking, my daughter, under these heavens, but as though detached from them, between heaven and earth appears the sun, a sphere placed for the benefit of the earth. Its light descends down below and rises up high, as though wanting to embrace heaven and earth. Therefore it can be said that its light, touching the heavens, lives of heaven, symbol of those souls chosen by God to make graces descend from heaven, and make them descend upon earth in order to call it back to live in the divine will. And the first is my celestial mama, unique as the sun that extends its wings of light. And this light rises up high, descends down below, to reunite God and man, to reconcile him and lead him, by means of its light, to his Creator. The stars seem to live on their own, united with the divine heaven, while the sun lives of God, but gives itself to all, and its mission is to do good to all. Such is the sovereign queen. But this sun will not be alone. Many other little suns will rise, that will draw light from this great sun, and these will be those few who will have the mission of making my divine will known. Then, the low level of the earth, the sea, the plants, the flowers, the trees, the mountains, the flowery forests, symbolize the saints, the good souls, and all those who enter into the harbor of salvation. But see the great difference. The heavens, the stars, the sun, have no need of the earth. On the contrary, they give much to the earth. They give it life, they sustain it. Not only this, but all the things created by us that up high are always at their place. They never change, they neither increase nor decrease, because they have such fullness as to have need of nothing. On the other hand, the earth, the plants, the sea and so forth, are mutable. Now they make a beautiful appearance, and now they reach the point of disappearing completely. They have need of everything, of water, of light, of heat, of the seed in order to reproduce. What difference the created things that are up high can give, and have need only of God in order to be preserved? While the earth has need not only of God, but of everything. And if the human hand did not work it, it would remain sterile, without doing anything at all of great good. such as the difference, one who lives of my will feels only the need of God in order to live of his life, while one who does not have his life as beginning keeps begging support and help from all. And when he does not find them, he remains like earth, which is incapable of producing much good at all. Therefore, let my divine will alone be the life and the beginning of all your acts, if you want to feel only the need for your Jesus. You will find me always ready, I, more yearning to give it to you, than you to receive it. While the help of creatures is given with difficulty and reluctantly, so much so, that the one who receives it feels the bitterness of the help that is given to him by the creature. My helps, instead, bring joy and happiness. Then, I was continuing my I love you in the divine fiat, and was thinking to myself, but, is my love pure? And my beloved Jesus added, my daughter, in order for you to be able to give me a pure love, a glance to your interior says everything. If your heart palpitates, yearns for, desires only my love. If your hands operate only for love of me. If your feet walk only out of love. If your will wants only my love. If your intelligence seeks always the way to love me. Your I love you with the word, do you know what it does? It gathers all together the whole complex of the love that you have inside yourself, and makes it one, and forms an act of pure and complete love for your Jesus. So, your word does nothing other than make known its extension of the love that you have inside yourself. But if inside not everything is love, since the pure fount is missing inside, there can be neither pure nor complete love. Fiat.